Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Morosi,
the Pope,
yesterday tweeted out that the Cubs inquired to the Tigers on the availability of Justin Verlander and Alex Avila, sources say, but sides have not engaged in trade negotiations. Right after that, the tweet says, Cubs had a scout in attendance Sunday in Detroit when Verlander gave up 7 earned runs in 3 1/3 innings.
And they still want him?
Well, I'm sure they want him, but I don't know if they want to give up as much now after seeing him pitch.
I don't think one start, though, one bad start can really, you know, ruin a possible trade and what the Tigers would want. But that definitely did help matters.
Correct. Now, early this morning, Buster Olney of ESPN has tweeted out, teams asking about Justin Verlander. Perception is Tigers looking for big return without salary offset, owed $70 million for the rest of this year, 2018-2019. Also about Justin Verlander standing as a trade target, he has a no-trade clause, so he holds enormous leverage in any talks. And furthermore, some data on Justin Verlander. Opponents against his slider and curve in 2016 were 53 for 316 for a 168 batting average, 6 home runs.
It's another reason he should have won the Cy Young.
This year, 43 of 163, so the batting average is 264 against the slider and the curve with 6 home runs.
So it's like double, more than that.
Well, not double. About 100, almost 100 points higher in batting average, and he's given up as many home runs on the slider and curve here at the halfway point than he did all of last season.
But you look at that Cubs team, who is kind of, you know, I guess call it a World Series hangover, whatever you want to call it. Can you imagine if they're able to work out a deal, and the Tigers have to make sure they don't get fleeced, which I think they would not when it comes to trading JV, but to have him with Arrieta in that rotation, and you know, if the Cubs, who are now 500, they're 41-41, but still have a great chance of making the playoffs. You know, if you've got him and Lackey and Arrieta and Hendricks in that rotation, what JV could do to help him get to a second World Series in a row and maybe win a second World Series. If I'm a Cubs fan, and I remember I tweeted this out last night when it broke, and I had Cubs fans tweeting me back saying, "Is this real? Really, JV?" So I think that they would, obviously, reasonable for them as well, if they could get the right kind of deal, not giving up too much. And you would think maybe a guy like Kyle Schwarber, the Tigers might want.
I was going to say, Schwarber's just 24 years old. He was sent down, so he's in AAA.
Very good player, though.
He's a real, yes, absolutely. And I think that would be the minimum, because you have a young guy with major league experience.
It'd be nice to take Rondon as well, but that ain't happening. Their relief pitcher.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How about Rondon and Schwarber, Tony?
No, their bullpen's horrible. They'll want Justin Wilson, too. As will the Washington Nationals.
Probably. But I think that this is definitely, you know, to be honest with Tigers fans, because a lot of them have been asking me, I'm sure they've been asking you too, is this legit? Is JV likely to be moved? I think JV will not be a Tiger after the deadline. That's the feeling I get right now. And I'm not happy about that. I love JV, but I think the JV will be moved at the deadline.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber, by the way, in the 9 games that he's played for the Cubs' Iowa Farm Club in AAA, 30 at-bats, 10 hits, 4 home runs, 9 RBIs with an OPS of 1.193. Now, this year, he was obviously struggling with the Cubs.
Yeah.
In 222 plate appearances, he was only batting 171.
Worse than McCann.
With an OPS of 673.
That's horrid.
Which is ridiculously how bad that is.
But you look at
in his full year with the Cubs in 2015, not full year, but he, you know, 232 at bats, he hit 246 and his OPS was 842. So you're not getting a superstar, you're getting a young player who has potential to be very good.
I think he's got a huge upside. And the Tigers need outfielders. And
yes, they do.
You look at what he could. I mean, he's a dangerous hitter with runners on base. He's a guy that can bang the ball out. And I think that if you're going to give up a guy like JV, you have to get, he's not a proven guy by any means, Stoney.
No.
But you got to get someone like a Schwarber, not some prospect that hasn't had a taste of the big league. You talk to scouts, you read into it. Schwarber's a guy that still is looked at as having a pretty big upside. And he's a good outfielder, too. Defensively, he's pretty good as well.
The Cubs, I believe, from what I read yesterday, based on Baseball America, I think the 16th ranked farm system in baseball, so pretty much average.
Right.
Steph, definitely better than the Tigers.
Yeah.
So you get a few more prospects in. And look, the fact that they won Avila, too, you know, might add to what you can get. Diggity in Detroit, you're a 97-1 the ticket. What's up, Diggity?
My man. Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually listen to this show every day. I am a faithful fan.
That's why you're a good citizen.
Yes, I is a B. This Justin Verlander,
yeah.
He, to me, in my personal opinion, he tanked yesterday because he's like me. He's a Tiger fan till the end. And I don't think he want to go anywhere. And then I also think that if we know the Lions would keep Matthew Stafford, why not keep Justin Verlander? We do basically have the best two, even though they haven't won really much of nothing.
Well,
the best of nothing.
Yeah,
that's so beautiful.
But you have to. Stafford, it's different because it's more of a free agency. Well, it's more of a free agency deal. With Verlander, you may be able to get assets so you can help rebuild. That's why you think of trading him. You know, yeah, and he's having a subpar season.
I'm a fan. Just ride or die, you know?
Yeah, let me ask you this, though, Diggity.
Diggity? It can't be your name, by the way.
Don't you think that...
Yeah, it is.
Don't you think that part of the problem we have in a lot of Detroit sports teams, going back to the Pistons, even the Tigers, you know, Lou Whitaker and that group, that we keep them so long, we love them so much, we want them to finish their careers here, and we end up getting screwed because with a few years left in these guys' careers, you could actually get something for them. We hold on to them, we win nothing, and then we get nothing for them. That's not the way you build organizational strength.
Pistons had Allen Iverson, they had Chris Webber, they had some famous people going out of their careers. Justin, if you got to get rid of him, now you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let him go.
Right.
But other than that, let the boy pitch till his arm wear out.
It's a budget. It's a
cuff don't work no more.
Thank you, Diggity.
Thanks, Diggity.
It's a budgetary thing as well.
Of course. And listen, I'm going to get to a couple texts here on JV in a second, 97136, but you look at the Tigers, and Stoney, you're right about this. When you get stuck with, especially in baseball, all sports, because football, it's not guaranteed. There's a salary cap. You can be at salary cap hell. But when you have these deals with Cabrera until age 60 and, you know, making whatever million it is, 30 plus million or 28 million, and JV signed forever, unfortunately, that's the state of the game in baseball. And it's not like these owners are hurting. The Illichs are doing fine. Baseball is 162 games. They share the TV revenue. They have big TV deals.
But the attendance in Tiger games has been declining.
Right, it has. But still,
2013.
It's just one of these things where, you know, this era is coming to an end. And is great. And listen, I like Diggity's passion. I'm a, you know, a Tiger guy till the end. But I kind of come around, and as much as I'd love JV to be here for the rest of his career, and maybe when the team has the resurgence in a couple of years, if they make the right moves, that he could get back and finally win that World Series. But I think it's time to say, listen, whether it's a JV, whether it's a Justin Wilson and Ian Kinsler, whoever it is, you've got to move on. You've got to get the right kind of pieces. We talked about Schwarber or other pieces from the Cubs. And I could definitely see, of all the teams, the Dodgers make sense too, and Upton out there in L.A., but he's not going to do it just because of Kate Upton.
The Cubs
make sense for him.
You have to be able to take emotion and sentiment out of it.
You have to.
And it's not the same game it was when I was growing up. I mean, just think the Pistons, what they could have done return-wise, if they, you know, there were rumors that the Knicks wanted Isaiah Thomas near the end.
Right.
If they could have made that trade and gotten, you know, who knows who they would have gotten. I don't remember to go back that far. But that type of thing with the 2004 team, you know, they finally did it with Chauncey. And unfortunately,
he got Allen Iverson.
Well, that wasn't. I didn't even care about the Iverson thing. You had his money and Rasheed's money. The problem was Joe spent that money foolishly on Ben Gordon and Charlie
right.
V. You had to do that. He could have done that maybe a year or two earlier and been able to restock. Because when you're a really good team, as the Red Wings are finding out, rebuilding while you still want to be competitive and really good is very, very difficult without getting lucky. And what you have to do to be able to do that is, you know what? Even though he's a fan favorite, guys are getting up there and, you know,
it's only 27.
Years, right. If there's a team willing to do something, you got to do it. All right. This afternoon. Oh, we have some ticket text?
Yeah, just quick call text or 97136. Guys, Verlander has enough velocity to win games. He should speed up his arm motion towards home plate. His motion towards home plate is too slow. Batters pick up the ball too easy. Frank in Ann Arbor. How about this one? Trade Verlander, then hop in a time machine, go back in time, and give Scherzer his contract. He is not the same JV anymore. Take whatever you can get.
Well, that brings, you're right. I mean, that was a mistake they made.
One of the biggest that Detroit sports has ever made.
And it, in fact, because they got butthurt. That's the problem. If they would have said, all right, listen, if Scherzer would have turned down their first offer and then said, all right, we're going to start negotiating after the season, they might have had a chance. But they got all insulted and issued the statement, and now you don't have the best pitcher in baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.